So this began, I would say several years ago. I was taking a walk downtown, running my errands, and I stopped at a stoplight. Pushed a button, and it didn't work. So I looked to my left, and there was a woman with her hands huddled like this. And she's looking over the retaining wall, and she's looking at bushes. She was looking all up and down. And I said, you know what? If you are looking for the traffic button, it's on the pole, and it doesn't work. She goes, oh, no, I'm not looking for that. I'm looking to place this somewhere. She revealed, uncovered, a butterfly perched on her hand. And she said, you know, I believe the butterfly's wing is injured. Well, I took a look over there. In fact, it was injured. So I thought I would help her out. So I start pointing out bushes for her. How about that bush? No. How about that bush? No. How about over there? No. So the light turned green. We had to cross the street with lots of traffic without any pedestrian okay. We made it across. And what she did, she continued to go forward. I then had to turn. But I couldn't leave her. I watched her. Because this woman really got my attention. She calmly walked down the sidewalk with this butterfly tucked in her hand. She looked at bushes. She looked at trees. She looked on the ground. Finally, she ran across yellow flowers. Why don't you go ahead and stand so you can make everybody see. She ran across a bush with yellow flowers. Apparently it was a windy day. So the wind has now stopped.
Yes, a blue bush with yellow flowers.
And so now
with hair. Blonde hair and yellow flowers.
Okay, anything else, guys? You sure?
The world is not blue.
Okay. So what she did was, she put a butterfly into the yellow flowers.
Why would you put it there?
Because that's where it fits. Oh, kids, I love them. And she paused for a minute. She bent down and she paused for a minute. I watched her as though she was saying goodbye to the butterfly. And she walked on. Never saw her again. I paused for a minute and thought about what I just witnessed. I thought about it. Why didn't she just take the bug and just shoo the bug away? Why didn't she just...
She likes butterflies.
Why didn't she just pinch his little wings and carry it that way? Why didn't she find just any old bush and put the butterfly in there? Why did she risk her safety crossing a street without a traffic light protecting a butterfly? You know what? I don't know why. Only she knows why. But I'll tell you what, this experience happened 7 years ago, and it's still very present in my mind. It affected me. To imagine one random street corner, one injured butterfly, one kind-hearted woman, and one act of kindness. Incredible. I thought about it. I think, you know, as human beings, we have great potential. Great potential. That one act of kindness. I kind of think now, and I look in this congregation, if each one of us did one act of kindness a day, it'd be teeny weeny. What a world we would create. We have great potential. So I would like you all to say this with me. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me.
Thank you. Embracing the human spirit. My soul is very human. I try to input what I know onto my soul. A thing that has no sides, no surface, no top, no bottom, no pages, no form whatsoever, but yet it exists. This is a dog speaking, by the way. His name is Enzo. And he's a narrator of a book I'm presenting today. It's called The Art of Racing in the Rain. Enzo is dying of old age. And he's reflecting back on his life living as a dog. And also living with his owner, Danny, who's a car race driver. So he compares living life to racing cars. You know, actually, it makes sense. I read this book a couple times. He says, what makes us human is a great interest to him. Because he believes when a dog finishes living his or her life as a dog, they return back as a human. Based on what he has learned from his observations, Enzo believes he's going to make a very good human. And in this book, he shares what he has learned. He defines humankind as a wonderful package of both spirituality and science. It doesn't make sense for him to pit concepts of evolution and creation against one another. He says the universe is fluid. Both concepts flow in this fluid. This should be no surprise to you, but Enzo says living life is like sitting in the cockpit of a race car. But it's not a passive experience. Sitting in our cockpit, we are the drivers of our own destiny. That which we manifest lies before us. Enzo peppers that statement throughout the book. What we manifest lies before us. Being through ignorance or intentionality, our success and failures are of our own doing. That's a little hard to swallow, but that just happens sometimes. Much like racing, in our lives we need balance, we need patience, and we need peripheral vision. Because with our peripheral vision, we can react to the unpredictabilities that happens in our lives. Now, no one argues that life is not full of surprises. But we can limit those sucker punches by reacting to those unpredictable moments instead of waiting passively for the ball to drop. Like racing in the rain, the driver can't let the car spin and slide all over the track. He says you've got to spin the car before the car spins you. In other words, you need to take control. He says being afraid is our rain. How do we maneuver through rain, our fear? Well, we begin, much like racing, looking forward, using our peripheral vision, expecting the unexpected, being mindful. That which we manifest lies before us. We got to plug in that momentum, that powerful force of nature. Buckle up, it's going to be a bumpy road. Because what lies before us is our story. And I've mentioned this before in other sermons, that we are the authors of our own story. We got to find a way to keep going. Keep writing your story. And if you need to make changes, make them. Keep what's working for you. But what's not working, stop doing it. And what's not working, tweak it a little bit. Make what's not working work for you. The physicality of our world is a boundary only to us if we allow it. You got to keep strong. Enzo says, live your life like a champion. And he says a true champion is flawed. Now, it's easy to win a race when you got the perfect tires and the weather condition and your owner of the car has $1 billion and your pit crew is all experienced. It's easy to win that race. But you add flaws, unpredictabilities, and the driver still races. Now, that's a true champion. Enzo says, he gives an example. The sun comes up every day. People go, oh, hum, sun's up. But if you put that sun in a box and it still rises, woo, that's a true champion. My husband watches races. He watches the Indy races and the Formula open wheel races. And I ask him, hey, hon, how was the race? Will Power led the race the whole time and he won. But oh, you should have seen Andretti. He was in the back, and he had to move up, and he spun out twice, and his pit crew lost a tire. I don't know, you know. And he came in 10th. But man, what a heck of a race! To my husband, that's the true champion. It's easy for me to say, "Oh, be one with the universe," when everything is going good. Well, yeah, I got my tires are good. You know, I got a great pit crew. It's easy to say, oh yeah, be one with the universe. But if you add your problems to your life, the unpredictabilities, then what do I do? I remain in my cockpit. I use my peripheral vision, and I make plan A, plan B, plan C, once in a while plan D. I'm patient. I try to bring balance in my life. I remain connected. And regardless of the outcome, I know I am a true champion. To live life, you got to feel it. Drivers on a lot of occasions will walk the track before they race so they can see the angles, the curves, the bumps. They can make plan A, plan B, plan C. They can try to predict what's going to happen, the unpredictable moments. And when you're feeling life, when you feel the track, you know what you're dealing with. You know what direction you're going to. Now keep in mind, when racing, the drivers have to keep in mind the car goes where their eyes lead. If they keep looking at the wall, they're going to crash into that wall. So what you manifest lies before you. Let your eyes guide you forward. Also, racers do not race their car by looking in the rearview mirror. What they see in that mirror is the past, is the history, is the regrets. It's done. It's over. It's memory. Enzo says memory is time folding back on itself. Now, I enjoy reminiscing about life. But if you live your life looking through your rearview mirror, through your regrets, through your mistakes, it disengages you from the present. You don't get a chance to feel life. Let your eyes guide you. Don't look at that wall. You're going to crash. Enzo also believes that the human hands are the windows of the soul. He especially loves the thumbs. He can't wait. He can't wait to die to come back as a human because these little buggers right here. And they talk about a driver who drives holding that steering wheel tight and tense and rigid. His driving style is tight, tense, and rigid. But if the hands are relaxed, open, ready to receive, more communication is communicated, more information is communicated. You hold too tight, you block off that flow. So there's a lot of possibilities that emerge for those who live, drive with relaxed hands. So in conclusion, drivers, us humans, must have faith in ourselves. Except the fact we're going to make mistakes. We have flaws. But you know what? We are champions. The race is long. You know, it's better to drive within yourself and finish the race behind other people than to drive hard and fast and crash. Living life is all about the race. To live every day as though it's been stolen from death. When I read that, wow. To live every day as though it's been stolen from death. That really stuck in my brain. He says, to feel joy. To say, I am alive. I am living. I am. I don't know if you all can see that. There you go. All that lies beyond our comprehension is not beyond our attainment. If we choose to attain them and believe in ourselves, we are champions. That which we manifest, remember, that which we manifest lies before us. Let your eyes guide you. Blessed be.